Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. It's a clear evening across Israel, with mild temperatures in major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a perfect night to enjoy the outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting from the Times of Israel, despite a truce, the IDF struck Lebanon following repeated Hezbollah attacks. At least 27 people are reported dead. Also, Ynet reports from earlier this hour that Iran has closed the Strait of Hormuz and is threatening missile fire on Israel tonight. Also this hour, JNS reports Tehran is closing the Strait of Hormuz again after tensions flared up in Lebanon. US-Iran talks have been postponed. Separately, according to I-24 News, Iran announced the Hormuz closure due to alleged Israeli and U.S. violations. And finally, in the past hour, a drone attack killed 4 Israeli soldiers in southern Lebanon, heightening regional tensions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, wrote just minutes ago that Iranian sources in Lebanon suggest missiles may be launched at Israel tonight if aggression continues. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a regional analyst, posted earlier today that Iran's actions in the Strait of Hormuz exemplify how it intends to control global energy supplies. Alon Levy, a media personality, reposted concerns that Iran's missile threats against Israel are becoming a regular occurrence, posing a new challenge for diplomacy. Let's go deeper, starting with the Times of Israel report. The IDF's action in Lebanon comes despite a ceasefire agreed just a day ago. The military remains committed to the truce, but tensions with Hezbollah continue. This escalation impacts the fragile peace in the region, putting civilians at risk. Turning to Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz, Ynet reports that Iran has warned of possible missile attacks if the conflict persists. The closure of this vital waterway disrupts global oil supplies, affecting economies far beyond the Middle East. Meanwhile, JNS highlights that talks between the US and Iran have been delayed following the drone attack in southern Lebanon. This incident raises the stakes for international diplomacy, complicating efforts to de-escalate the situation. And from I-24 News, Iran's statement on the Hormuz closure emphasizes retaliation against perceived breaches. This move signals a hardening stance, potentially leading to a broader conflict. Each of these developments increases regional instability, affecting both local populations and international relations. On the economic front, first, from Globes, Israel is cutting ties with the EU's top diplomat. Foreign Minister Gideon Saar made the announcement today, signaling a shift in diplomatic relations with Europe. Separately, Ynet Business reports Google's Israeli AI expert Noam Shazir is leaving the company. Shazir will join OpenAI, intensifying competition in the artificial intelligence sector. And finally, from CTEC, Noam Shazir's departure from Google to OpenAI comes just 2 years after his notable return to the tech giant. This move highlights the ongoing rivalry among leading AI companies. That's your Israel 18 News update for this evening. We'll be back with more at 8 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.